There was an old man of Blackheath who sat on his set of false teeth. Said he, with a start, "Oh, Lord, bless my heart, I've bitten myself underneath."
There was a young lady of Lynn who was so uncommonly thin that when she essayed to drink lemonade, she slipped through the straw and fell in.
Said a practical thinker, "One should help to kill superstition for good. I, for instance, refuse to observe all taboos with immunity, so far. Touch wood."
Each night, Father fills me with dread when he sits on the foot of my bed. I'd not mind that he speaks in gibbers and squeaks, but for 17 years, he's been dead.
There was an old maid of Duluth who wept when she thought of her youth and the glorious chances she missed at school dances and once in a telephone booth.
A flea and a fly in a flue were imprisoned, so what could they do? Said the fly, "Let us flee." Said the flea, "Let us fly." So they flew through a floor in the flue.
A bottle of perfume that Willie sent was highly displeasing to Millicent. Her thanks were so cold that they quarrelled, I'm told, over that silly scent Willie sent Millicent.
Great-grandfather at Waterloo fought solidly all the day through. He slashed and he hacked through bodies tight-packed and managed to reach platform 2.
There was a young man of Madras who had a magnificent arse, not rounded and pink, as you probably think. It was grey, had long ears, and ate grass.